For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A Minnesota man faces federal charges for a high-profile murder-for-hire plot. Here's Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
According to a filing shared with Fox News, a tipster alerted the FBI about a TikTok post allegedly imposing a hit on Attorney General Pam Bondi for $45,000. The filing includes screenshots of the username in the post, which shows a photo of the Attorney General's face with a sniper scope red dot on her forehead. The caption, reading in part, "Wanted Pam Bondi, dead or alive, preferably dead." Officials obtaining digital records from TikTok, Google, and Comcast to find and arrest Tyler Maxon Avalos of St. Paul, Minnesota, noting he is charged with interstate transmission of a threat, adding he has a multi-state conviction history that includes stalking and domestic battery.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin resumed scheduling abortions today after nearly a month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts and President Trump's tax and spending bill that took effect at the beginning of October. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin said it was able to resume scheduling the abortions as of noon today because it no longer fits the definition of a prohibited entity under the new federal law that took effect this month and can receive Medicaid funds. Before he departed from Jerusalem last week, Vice President J.D. Vance criticized the Israeli Knesset for voting to annex the territory of Judea and Samaria, also known as the West Bank. This has raised the eyebrows of many evangelicals. Aaron Free is president of Israel Team Advocates and made these comments on Washington Watch.
As a Christian Zionist, my basis of my belief comes from Genesis 12, verse 3, where God promises Abraham a land, a peoplehood, a nation, and then he said, I will bless you, and I'll bless the families of the earth through you. And then God says to Abraham something very interesting: whoever curses you, I will curse, and whoever blesses you, I will bless.
He said there is great blessing in a nation that will support the Jewish people and Israel.
Interesting word there in Genesis 12:3. God uses two words for curse. The first is kalel. It means to show contempt, to despise, revile, or humiliate. And the second word is arar, which means to cause to become fruitless and powerless. And if you look back in history, every nation, you think of the Romans. I mean, where's the Roman Empire today? They showed contempt, vile contempt towards the Jewish people, the state towards Israel, Germany, the United Kingdom, Spain. Every country that has dissed Israel, they have become fruitless and powerless.
He went on to say he prays for President Trump that he will stand strong for the Jewish state. An election law attorney says the Justice Department could be creating some deterrence to progressives, that there could be consequences for waging a lawfare against conservatives. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Former CIA Director John Brennan is the latest Trump antagonist to face potential charges. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has referred criminal charges to the Department of Justice that Brennan knowingly made false statements during his transcribed interview before the committee in 2023. He says while testifying, Brennan made numerous willfully and intentionally false statements of material fact related to the Russia collusion scandal. Former FBI Director Jim Comey has already been charged related to the Steele dossier, and New York Attorney General Letitia James and former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton have been charged by the Justice Department in unrelated cases. J. Christian Adams is a former Justice Department attorney who is founder of the Public Interest Legal Foundation.
That's exactly why these events are good, because it's a deterrent that John Bolton and the New York Attorney General and James Comey were indicted. Sends a message to the next group of progressives that there could be consequences for sending subpoenas and doing the things you did.
And Adams is pleased that Trump is holding these individuals accountable.
Trump was not going to allow people who railroaded him unfairly during the Biden years to not pay the consequences of their own problems. And that seems to be the theme here.
I'm Chad Groening.
See more news online at afn.net.